This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wants to hear the band playing his tune, and there are plenty of people that want to hear that tune trailing him into an amphitheater somewhere in the near future. But will it be? Oh, as I read the tea leaves. Plus, we got weather, deadly storms slapping the East Coast. Hey, hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let's start with the storms. Sadly, a 2-year-old was among the people killed in Virginia. 200,000 people without electricity. Witnesses say, among other things, they saw the wind pick up cars, and a neighbor watched as a car was lifted into the air, not making this up, with the neighbor in it. Oh, that's frightening. Lots of Mother Nature problems happening, in fact, right now. People forget how deadly, or maybe they don't, how deadly the wind can be when it's not just hurricane winds or tornado-like winds. But sadly, it's very sad, 2 years old. Oh, heartbreaking. Heartbreaking when someone has really so much life and just at the very beginning of it, whenever you hear anything about children. But there were terrible winds in the south that weren't just strong winds. In Mississippi and Louisiana, tornadoes. Buildings were mangled. Awful. Just ripped, shredded in half. And you have more witnesses talking about cars being crumpled on the highway, cars being picked up and thrown in a ditch like it was absolutely nothing. The wind just picking up cars and dropping some people down. You know, there's a movie called Twister, and there's a scene in that movie where they are in a truck and they get picked up. And I remember somebody saying to me once, oh, that's ridiculous. That doesn't happen, really? It does happen, shockingly. And the thing that happened in the car is they were dropped down, and two of the people in the car were fine. A funnel cloud in the area of Appomattox County injured 7 people, too, seriously. They're closing the schools there. It's that bad because of the storm. An 8 to 10 mile path of destruction. That's a big path. Large swath. Emergency crews scattering out everywhere. Awful. Tornadoes in North Carolina. A silo ripped apart. A car turned upside down. But amazingly, a farmer talks about that destruction and says none of the cattle were hurt. That's why they have shelters. Terrible. So whether it's tornadoes, whether it's high winds or something else, rain in some states just getting pelted in Illinois and Indiana, worried about blizzard conditions. Southern New Jersey, Pennsylvania, there were tornado watches actually in that area. So unheard of in the past, but now that's happened a few times there. So people who have been through what it's like, they know when you're talking about the aftermath and trying to figure out what goes where and what happened and piece it all back together and see the flattened the photos of the flattened areas is just, it just peels the asphalt back like nothing. It just tosses 18-wheelers, smacking them into the air and smashing them on the ground. Crazy. So if you're the president, how do you get around the Supreme Court justice dilemma? When you already have the Republicans saying, go ahead and nominate, we're not going to allow you to appoint the next justice. If the Prez nominates a Republican, would all bets be off? Would that Republican be palatable to those who get to confirm? The president admitted it would be difficult for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to explain his decision not to consider a Supreme Court justice who's a Republican. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid has thrown in a name, Republican Nevada, from Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval, as a potential nominee. And they are vetting him, the White House. He has not actively been involved in the process at this point. So the governor hasn't been contacted or talked to by the administration, but he is on a short list. And it would be interesting. If you have a Republican, would it make that much of a difference to fill the shoes? And you really can't fill the shoes, but to step into the position that Justice Scalia left open in his tragic, untimely death. I mean, Republicans are just saying, go ahead and invade us with whoever, but don't look for a confirmation. Of course, that's a lot of what is always said back and forth when something of this magnitude comes up. The president is pushing back on the Republicans planning to block the vote, though, saying, wait till I nominate a Republican governor. Maybe you'll think differently. Maybe you'll think differently. I said at the top that Trump, it's all about Trump. It's his world, and we just live in it, it seems, at times, right? So now Mitt Romney decides, you know what, I'm going to say what I think. Mitt Romney says, wait till you see the bombshell that's about to drop from Donald Trump's taxes. So what does Mitt Romney know that the rest of us don't know? What possible insight does he have? What he has to decide is over the next couple of months as to whether he's going to release his tax returns. Trump says Romney's accusations are out of hand, that there's no bombshell at all other than that he pays a lot of taxes, the government wastes money. I pay taxes, the government wastes money. And Trump slammed Romney. He said he's yesterday's news. Yesterday's news! I think there are so many establishment guys that can't believe Trump is on the line to jump right into the middle of this thing that they feel compelled to say something. Oh, the irony. Coming up, we check the mailbag. You can weigh in on any or all of it. 855-266-5283.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you want fresh, healthy drinking water anytime, anywhere, when traveling, during outdoor activities, or in emergencies, you need the revolutionary Berkey Light System. It removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, chemicals, unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light System processes up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day and can be upgraded to 192 gallons per day. And get the Berkey PF2 fluoride reduction filters. They last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, a $297 value for only $262, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Shows. We mix it up. Nathan Reeder is the best. He will never get bored. We have a jukebox that just doesn't quit. It doesn't recycle the same old, same old, same old. Not like the same story over and over again. What's Donald Trump going to do next? I do think it is funny, the reaction of establishment folks, because they don't know what to do. They're still trying to get over being stunned at how fast the train left the station, took off, and took everyone out. Because essentially that's what he's done. He jumps in June. It's not a laugher. It's not, geez, I think that's ridiculous what's going on in this country. No, it's, I'm in this game. I'm here. And I like to win. And because I like to win, I'm staying in it. So he's staying in it. No joke. He's here. Mm. And so it's the greatest show on earth. Everybody's watching. Is it a house of cards or is it stronger than that? I don't think it's a house of cards. So the Democrats then sit there and consider Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders. Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders. The problem is Hillary Clinton, if she keeps winning, I mean, she's winning. So how are you? How are you beating that? I mean, she's getting scooping up the delegates. He can come as close as he wants. But if his campaign is not winning the delegates, they're not winning the delegates. It comes back to the same thing that we've talked about on the other side. It's about results. It's about getting the delegates. If you don't have them, you can talk about coming in second all you want. Who wants to come in second, right? Because when you come in second, you're so close. And that's what they're going to be saying. They're going to be talking about, wow, Bernie Sanders, he had rabid fans and people were, that's amazing what happened with Bernie Sanders. But not winning is not winning. Now, he is so much closer than what the Republicans are doing with Donald Trump that you can't completely dismiss him, or can you? So here's the thing. You can't completely dismiss him because he is just oh so close right now. If you get through March and she's clearing the board, boy, it gets tougher and tougher. Because when it comes down to the numbers, if she gets and grabs the numbers, I mean, that's, you know, that's it. All right, I said this was about the mailbag, didn't I? So let's jump to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, I do have mail. Thank you. This one from Walter. Kate, why do we even bother with Donald Trump scenarios? You and I know he's in, and the Republicans are just going to have to find a way to get him elected. Instead of beating him up, they have to come to the realization, this is the guy. If he's the guy, how do they make sure that he gets in? How do they make sure that happens, right? Well, that at some point, that's the thing. So you have more casualties are going to keep dropping out. And when if he's the guy, he's the guy. Them's the breaks. So that might have been not who you wanted, but it doesn't matter. It's they have to get over it. They have to move on. They have to figure out a way to live with Donald Trump, if that's the case. I mean, what can I say? Yeah. Here's one from Charmin. Kate, oh, the East is a mess. The houses just blew off of their pilings. And houses are just scattered all over the place. I don't know if you've seen it or not. I know you're from some of the areas where they were talking about tornadoes. But it was pretty bad. Five tornadoes in North Carolina. Five tornadoes. And seeing the aftermath of cars and what happened to them and giant 18-wheelers is just a stunning nightmare. Seems like mass destruction everywhere you look. I just happened to catch a news story on it. What do you know? Well, what I do know is, sadly, there was a two-year-old boy that was killed. Bad storm hit Virginia. A possible tornado. Three people. One was the two-year-old that I mentioned. It really was cars thrown all over the place. Mississippi, Louisiana, buildings mangled, just flattened. So bad in Appomattox County that they have to clear the roads for cleanup, and they have to put a curfew into place 7:30 in the evening. You have over 200,000 people didn't have power. It's devastating. It depends on the town, which is exactly what happens. It hits one, misses the other, hits one street, misses the other, and jumps all over when you have tornadoes. And then you have places that had just incredibly high winds. But it's counting the funnel clouds that's pretty interesting and where they hit and sad. And I saw a picture from Louisiana, an RV park at St. James Parish. Oh, my gosh. It looks like Bigfoot just stomped in the middle of it and just smashed everything to smithereens. So some of the people were home when the tornado hit. Because they left work early. Two people were killed. And they think that's pretty miraculous for the amount of people that were actually at home when the tornado ripped through. So Governor John Edwards traveled to those areas, declared a state of emergency for 7 parishes. It was just that bad. Just that bad. Apartment building north of Pensacola flattened. Units caved in, all that sort of stuff. Boy, and looking at it from that perspective, when you see a house or you see an apartment building just squished in the middle, oh, that's frightening. Frightening. Here's one from the Newt. The Newt! It's got to be a nickname. The Newt. I heard you talk about Zika. Oh, man, that is scary. Anything with mosquitoes, Kate, I do not like. We used to be able to sit in the backyard when we were kids, and none of us were really complaining about mosquitoes other than the welts they left on our skin. It seems like now it is just so dangerous to be out anywhere in a mosquito-ridden area because of that Zika deal. Yeah, it's worse in South America, of course, in Brazil. It's awful. And also in Colombia. It's about traveling. Florida announced that there were 3 pregnant women who traveled outside of the U.S., and they tested positive for the Zika. So, you know, that's birth defects. That's associated with birth defects. And Guillain-Barre, which is a rare syndrome where the immune system attacks nerves. It's not good. I mean, anything with these mosquitoes, and it's, oh, you see the pictures, they're so sad. What's happened to the newborns in Brazil? So the World Health Organization is saying that evidence out of Brazil points to Zika as a possible cause of what's happening to these young kids. And in Latin America, in Colombia, 6,000 pregnant women tested positive for the virus. 6,000. Oh, that is just sad. Sad, sad, sad that many people are fearing for what's going to happen next. I mean, that's a real state of emergency. And the state of Florida, of course, has stepped up its surveillance and mosquito control. And the Zika is found throughout the southeastern part of our country, which would go from Texas to Florida and to South Carolina. So I know it would not be anything you would want to happen. Trust me, in what we're seeing as what's happened to the people who have been bitten by the Zika, by the mosquito that's carrying the Zika virus. Terrible. Coming up next, news you can use or abuse.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey, hey, we're back at it. Are you awake? Are you out there? Are you alive? I think you are, because I've gotten a ton of email. I always say that, and that's really true. I get so much email. A lot of you are frightened about this whole Zika thing, or asking about the Zika deal, and it's scary. I mean, seriously, it's scary what they're doing, spraying, where they're spraying. The World Health Organization is all over the place with this. And you think Brazil, they've got this problem in Brazil. Already it's nasty in Brazil with the Olympics coming up. Oh, boy, you wonder what the reaction to that's going to be. I mean, Zika, anybody pregnant, it's so risky. It's so sad to see what's happening to those kids. But now they're talking about some people being paralyzed. It gets even worse. And in Florida, they've got a couple of cases. They're investigating 14 more. So what does it mean? How'd they get them? Traveling outside of the United States? In fact, the CDC is saying that pregnant women who have traveled to one or more of the 30 countries where Zika is active should get one of these ultrasounds to make sure everything's okay. So if they have the symptoms, if they're experiencing it, That's what it makes sense. You know, Florida Governor Rick Scott is requesting 250 extra Zika antibody tests for the state because this could be a real emergency there. Think of the people traveling back and forth in Florida to some of the spots in South America, and the answer is there's just a ton of them. Because cruise ships are our favorite punching bag. How about these cruise passengers who are suing after the storm? You know, the latest one? The Anthem of the Seas passenger. One of the passengers filed a suit against Royal Caribbean. So, despite a predicted winter storm earlier this month, they decided they were going to do it anyway. Passenger Bruce Simpson said that once the storm worsened, the ship began to rock and tilt violently. That's what people were talking about. While in his cabin, he was flung about 18 feet against his cabin door and knocked unconscious. That's what he's saying. He says the chaos on board as he was looking for medical treatment was ridiculous. There was insufficient emergency services for passengers. After he came to, he was told to wait in his room until the storm calmed before seeking further medical attention. I'm not laughing about that. I'm laughing that, they just have no system on these cruise ships. I mean, that's a calculated risk when they send the passengers into the storm. And that's a terrible, I mean, even his attorney is saying, we should have to pay for Royal Caribbean's lack of judgment. And there is something to that. Imagine you're in this giant boat, and it's listing back and forth, and it gets worse. That is frightening. So they had to cut the voyage short. 4 days of a planned 7-day excursion from New Jersey to the Bahamas. And the cruise line is just saying, look, the storm that we encountered was worse than predicted. I don't know. This is going to be a tough lawsuit. You're going up against what they knew. Mother Nature saying, okay, it was worse than we thought. That's not the forecast, so we did it. But it was forecast for days. So why would the cruise ship with all those passengers, it is a legitimate question to ask. Why would they go sailing into it? I mean, even Senator Nelson from Florida is calling for the National Transportation Safety Board to look at why this ship set sail. It's a 3-hour tour. Yeah, that's a nightmare. How much do they know? So we go back to the same thing. When do you leave port and when do you not leave port? I mean, it's just like on a plane. So planes that don't take off when the weather is totally severe, there's a reason why airports are shut down or delay flights. I would not want to, even, I don't care how disappointed I was, I would not want to get on a cruise ship and roll the dice. And then you have this giant ship that is listing and we're smacking back and forth. That would be frightening. Are you kidding me? And we've seen when people are stranded on ships, they don't seem to have any true way to handle the crisis. I'm just saying, not all ships, but we saw what's happened in the past where it's like, this doesn't usually happen, so what do we do? Remember, we had Matt Bauer on last week, who was a singer on a cruise ship, and he said that didn't happen. He was, thank goodness, never on any boats where they had these problems. But if you're on one of those boats that has a problem, it has to be pretty darn scary. But it's an iffy deal. It really is. It's an iffy deal as to what they can prove. That's what I think. Very. Very, 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 very. Be interesting to follow that one, I have to say. Because the weather, what can they control? What do they know? It's going to be more about that. Getting down to the nitty-gritty of who knew what and who made the decision. Kind of like the Titanic, although it's not quite the Titanic. We need to get there. We need to do it. I bet that you might not know this, So we live in the world of selfies, which is just a hilarious term, and it's brilliant that someone came up with it. I mean, how many people were taking pictures of themselves with the iPhone before all of a sudden it becomes this phenomenon and people are making a living on selfie sticks and anything related to selfies? But, you know, it's interesting in looking at the... some of the places where people take the most selfies, the most places where they do that, and likes on Instagram, Los Angeles, Bangkok, London, Taipei, Miami. I mean, it's funny because New York and Paris don't even get into the top five. And maybe it's because the other cities don't get as much love, so you don't see them as much. Do we really care about this, I guess, though, is the question I'm asking you. Do you care where the selfies are being taken? I know you're going to say you don't. You don't care, right? I bet you care about this. A bully is a bully is a bully. In our grab bag, it's interesting what's happened in hockey. Has it gotten better or worse or any other sport where you have a lot of tempers flying? A junior hockey league player had to be cuffed on the ice after fighting with a referee. Boy, you have to really want to be a referee, I think. We've seen referees that were killed. We've seen terrible things happen to referees. So they finally weren't taken anymore. So this is finally infiltrated, they say, the officials. For the second time since November, an on-ice referee was caught up in an altercation with a junior league player, a 21-year-old. And what they say was this player spat in the linesman's face, and then they got entangled, and then the player threw a punch before being wrestled to the ice. The other officials came out, were, you know, skated to where he was, and they got him off the ice, and they promptly cuffed him. So we're naturally cheering against him or for him. But they're not saying much else other than they had to do something. So those people in the stands, you know, cheered. And when they cuffed him, I guess that was they showed them enough there. We're cuffing him. We're not going to take this anymore. We're cuffing him. But how wild. I mean, he spit in a referee, a linesman's face. How awful is that? Why should he put up with that? A bad call certainly doesn't warrant spitting in the person's face. So, smart is what I'm going to say. That was smart to do that. And not wait and weigh it and discuss it and figure it out. No, 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 no. Just pull the trigger, do it, pay the price. Absolutely. Pay the price. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we have our numbers part of the show, where we talk about numbers. We can count, because we certainly can. So if we can count, we look at big numbers, small numbers, all kinds of numbers that have an impact on our lives, let's say. And the Pope, never one to back away from controversy, has called actually for a moratorium on something some of you agree with and some of you don't. Curious? Oh, hang with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Topping weekend house. The Pope calling for a one-year moratorium on the death penalty. Wow. Pope Francis, he just wades right into the middle of it, doesn't it? He absolutely does not care what people are going to think of him. And that makes sense. I mean, this is what he does. He's the Pope, right? In the Vatican. So he's repeatedly called for an end to the death penalty. And he proposed that Catholic leaders suspend the practice for a year to mark the Holy Year of Mercy. He said he made an appeal to the conscience of all rulers so that we can achieve an international consensus for the abolishment of the death penalty. And he says, make an example of it. Make an example of it. See, now, I don't agree. Some of the heinous things that have happened, I agree not to just pull out that card lightly. However, when it's clear what has happened, for example, the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, I'm going to say, death penalty. Some of these brazen shootings and brazen, horrible, sickening, life-changing moments that happen. I believe in the eye for an eye, tooth for tooth in those scenarios. there's just the destruction of so many lives that go into an act like that without any thought whatsoever, I mean, to anything. Other numbers to talk about. How about this one? It's over and it's Trump. Well, duh, everybody and their brother is predicting it. But now somebody weighs in with a little clout. See, either you're jumping in or you're jumping off the Trump bandwagon. There doesn't seem to be any in between. And he really is. He's going to be the Republican nominee. I mean, it's over, folks. Sorry. It's, you know, what we're looking at is you've got Trump and Hillary Clinton barring something outrageous happening. I don't see it. So in all the polls, now the polls, and this is your numbers, that are out there in the poll of polls, there is no question, no matter what it's reflecting of who's doing better, second, coming in second, whatever, this is it. The numbers don't lie, and the double digits for Trump make a huge, huge difference. A huge difference. How do you leapfrog that? And the answer is you can't. So, listen, Trump jumps into this. He's 100% across the board, true to his word. He's consistent. And nobody can knock him off of that mark. So in the past six Republican primaries, there's your number, without an incumbent, with the exception of Newt Gingrich in 2012, every South Carolina winner since 1980 went on to become the eventual Republican nominee. What does that tell you? Just saying. What does that tell you? Okay, we move on to this pretty interesting story coming to us out of Forbes. And the story talks about science from Apple and say that music make you happier. Are you shocked by that? I know you're not. You mean music makes us happier because it's soothing? So they've collected all this data, unending data. They can track and measure test subjects with low-cost consumer electronics, could allow researchers the sort of 24/7 look they've wanted for a very long time. And they know they can get it. They know they can get it. So the study has some obvious marketing purpose, of course, but I don't think you can question Apple Watches, iPhones, iBeacons. They used to just track our heart rates. Now there's so much more. So the study entered the homes of 30 families. Picture, if you will, a world in which researchers use the technology to conduct large-scale studies that aren't super expansive. So measuring lots of subject matters, thousands, millions, etc. But they measured a great swath. So I think I'm going to go with their study because I've seen it myself. Apple Gear measures how actively people are listening to music, and it changes how people live their lives, which that part I think is fascinating. And I have to agree. I mean, I would have to agree when I think of listening to some kind of music I like in a relaxed state. I mean, it's the best. It depends on what that is for you, though. So people in this study of these 30 families, they seemed to be more active and happy when they were able to listen to music. It's not hard to imagine how they could effectively look at this and measure this. And I think it's not hard to imagine why that is, like I keep saying, why it's so soothing. All right, let's move on to something else with numbers, a plethora of numbers, and has nothing to do with Donald Trump, believe it or not. So let's find those numbers. I laid them out, just like you lay out your clothes when you're a kid in the morning. I did it. I laid them out. And here's what I found. The Supreme Court shortlist. The president gives word, or one of his aides today, that one of the people he's looking at is a Republican justice. And if it's a Republican justice, how much of a blockade can the Republicans put up? And the answer is, be pretty dicey. So he has a historic choice to make, the president, when it comes to replacing Justice Antonin Scalia. Republicans are vowing not even to consider a nominee. The normal rules for a nominee don't allow for a lot of headspace. Bernie Sandoval's name came up. He's a former federal judge, governor of Nevada, Hispanic, Republican. Sri Srivasan is another, a judge on the U.S. District Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. A top contender, some say, for the spot. Looking at the appellate, he was confirmed 97 zip. Wow, that was 2013. Time flies. Last set of numbers. Oh, love these numbers. America's most hated retailer. Who is America's most hated retailer? Anybody have any guesses? Any guesses? I'm not going to tell you. What if I don't tell you? What if I just leave you hanging in the balance? That's what I'm going to do. AmericaTonight.net.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.